Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. Now, the latest Salesforce economy report launched in October outlines the impact of Salesforce and its ecosystem of partners and customers on job creation and business revenue globally. Salesforce, the global leader in CRM, announced a new research from IDC that finds Salesforce and its ecosystem of partners will create 8,500 new direct jobs and $7.6 billion in new business revenue in Singapore from 2019 through 2024. The report also delves into specific high-growth occupations, with AI specialist jobs growing at 44% and IoT-related jobs growing at 38% annually. We're speaking today to Renzo Tal, who's Senior Vice President for Asia at Salesforce, about responsible leadership as a force for change and the impact of the Salesforce economy. Renzo, thanks for coming today.
Good afternoon.
Lovely to see you again. Busy times, it sounds like. Happy, but busy times at Salesforce. What do you think is driving the growth? I mean, 8,500 new jobs, $7.6 billion, that is no small numbers.
Yeah, these are big numbers for Singapore, absolutely. And actually, what we see is the absolute number of jobs which we're going to be changing is going to be roughly around 25,000, right? So there's 8,500 new jobs being created in the coming 3.5 years. Mm. And a lot of the other jobs will be kind of phasing into what we call this fourth industrial revolution, where AI and machine learning are going to be playing a pivotal role. And, you know, the question is kind of what's driving that? A lot of that is around the technology, you know, we were putting into the markets. But you can see that customers are changing the way they want to kind of do business. They're using the power of the cloud and using the power of these technologies to build these new relationships and these intelligence relationships with their customers and transforming their business.
Talk to us about the kinds of jobs that the cloud economy will create.
There's kind of, you know, two kind of different kind of categories, right? So one of them is kind of jobs what we can see augmented. So these are jobs which are, you know, you could be currently at a bank or you could be currently at some, you know, insurance company, and your job is going to kind of change or kind
morph
of,
you know, into something
morph
that
into something,
which has to incorporate AI and some sort of robotics and machine learning.
But the second category is kind of completely new jobs, right?
Okay.
And these are jobs what we call kind of, you know, let's say AI auditor or AI programmer. Because at the end of the day, somebody needs to feed the data into these algorithms and making sure that that's being done. Or, you know, making sure that what the AI is giving as a result actually is kind of what you want. So we see a whole bunch of new jobs being created just outside of, you know, the current jobs which are going to be changing.
So those are brand spanking new jobs, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Interestingly, a few years ago, I have to say, I read a study that said, actually, are we maybe being too paranoid with regard to losing our jobs to automation or technology? Because the only job that was really lost, although this was 2014, I think, when I read the study, the only job that was really lost was the lift operator.
Well,
That's not true, though, right? What sort of jobs do you think, though, the cloud economy will displace?
Well, so I think to be very upfront with it, it's like, you know, should we be concerned? Absolutely, because jobs will change, and what we're worried around and what, you know, we want to make sure of is that nobody is left behind, because the inevitability, your job, your role, your skill sets have to be changed, and that's why companies are responsible. And like Salesforce, we feel very responsible. We bring these new technology, which is great, to the market. But we want to make sure that we don't create a divide between people who are able to kind of do these new jobs and people who are not. And so therefore, we've created this learning platform, which is free, which is called Trailhead. And everybody can go on there and get themselves certified, trained. It's a gamifying platform to be part of this new economy.
For free?
For completely for free. But we're also doing things like, you know, programs to getting with IMDA to make sure that people are reskilling. And just to give you an example of what that means.
What sort of skills you reckon? Okay, so we've divided the jobs into current jobs that will morph and brand new ones. So let's talk about the current jobs that will morph. What sort of skills might that workforce require?
I think, you know, one of the jobs where a lot of people are talking around is kind of call center agents. Right? And, you know, some of the people have the belief that all of these call center agents will go.
Yeah.
And I think the answer is no. There will be different call centers. But at the end of the day, people want to have human contact. They want to talk to somebody. They want to have a connect when, you know, when there's a complex issue, when there's something which is kind of personal. They want to have that one-on-one connection. So the way we look at it is like behind every device, at the end of the day, there's a human. You know, the role of the call center agent might be automated, which are very simple tasks, which are mundane, which are, you know, maybe boring. Mm. So we want to make sure is that, you know, or kind of what we see happening is that call center agents, for instance, will be having contact with persons in a very different way. They will have information in context. They will be able to kind of address some of the questions. And the same things are jobs, for instance, in factories, right? Jobs will be automated. But these jobs are most of the time heavy jobs, routine jobs, and actually where people are actually, you know, they actually don't want to do it. So we see a shift in the type of jobs, and then we see a shift in the skill sets being needed. And I think where we should be worried around is making sure nobody's left behind.
Mm. So what should, for example, a factory worker who is on the assembly line and soon may lose their job because of automation be looking into?
So
to
I
be
would
a
like,
QC supervisor, maybe.
Yeah, so, well, let me give you an actual example here in Singapore. So we've been working with IMDA and you know, through kind of this, you know, learning platform, Trailhead, there was a person, a lady who was working in a grocery store, retail, and so basically unpacking and doing a lot of the mundane stuff.
Inventory
work. And we can see these jobs will be automated.
Right.
Right? And that person now has been reskilled and trained and is now part of an agency. Right, where she advises customers, in this case, on Salesforce. So her job, she got herself reskilled, retrained, and is
it's
now
doing something, though, completely different now.
Completely different.
Right. Okay, so that might be the way to go.
Absolutely.
When certain jobs actually may become archaic.
Yes.
Okay, talk to us about then the impact of cloud platforms such as Salesforce on other companies and your partners, say, in Singapore's digital ecosystem.
Again, I think there's kind of two ways of looking at this. So one of them is kind of the traditional kind of companies. You know, you got the traditional banks and, you know, the travels. And then you've got these great startups. And what this technology does is is enabled to kind of scale at a pace which has never been seen before and really democratize the way technology is being able to kind of have this in the fingertips of these startups. And they're using this technology to scale, to use the data, to be intelligent. And that's why you see all of these disruptions going on, like the Grabs, right, which are now super platforms and new payment systems like OVO. Or you see these kind of startups and they're able to use this technology just to scale at a pace which has never been seen before.
Renzo Tal is Senior Vice President of Asia here at Salesforce. Talk to us, though, about this debate about the role of big tech in society. They've come under focus a lot in the last couple of, I don't know, months, perhaps. How can responsible leadership then be a powerful platform for change?
So I think it all starts with trust. And I think, you know, I think we live in a little bit of kind of an age where trust is a little bit in crisis.
Okay.
Right? And companies are responsible. Like I said before, is that, you know, it's great that, you know, as a Salesforce, we're being recognized as the most innovative company from the decade by Forbes. We bring all these new technologies to the front and to, you know, to the market. But that means that we are as responsible to making sure that there is no inequality being divided by people who are able to kind of use this technology or not. So it is a responsibility from companies to do good and to make sure is that, you know, we take everybody along in this journey, creating new jobs, being part of this fourth industrial revolution, and leave nobody behind.
Taking a step backwards, that means that to close the inequality gap, you need to close the tech skills gap.
Yes, and I think, you know, in Singapore, there's a lot of initiatives. You know, one of the initiatives, which I'm always a big fan of, is Skills Future. Right? This is around learning.
I hang my head in shame. I've not used it yet.
Well,
oh dear.
You should, because, you know, it's. I think it's a great initiative. And I think, you know, this is where you see and you have the opportunity to learn, relearn, and, you know, kind of get these new skill sets which are needed there. And there, these jobs are out there. I mean, we see our eco partners, these 8,500 new, brand new jobs being created just here in Singapore in the Salesforce economy. And it's great to be a part of that.
Do you think in the Singapore workforce there are enough to fill those 8,500 jobs just yet?
Well, we hope that we can find them. And, you know, we're very invested in Singapore.
Are the skills lacking just still?
Well, there's a lot of people which are particularly from the youngsters, and that's why we're closely tied with universities. We're making sure that we're part of some of the programs, as I said before, like Skills Future, together with IMDA, to make sure is that we bring everybody along. And if you don't have the skill yet, we want to kind of invest and kind of make sure you have that skill so you can be part of this great new opportunity which is out there.
Renzo, detractors say we're losing a bit of our humanity being so eyeball deep in tech. What was the last thing outside of tech you learned?
The last thing outside of tech? Well, I'm a big sports fan, and I like to do things differently, right? So kind of learn new sports. So, you know, one of the new sports which I've been learning is actually kind of, you know, going diving. and
scuba or
scuba diving. So okay. Getting my paddy to get away with my family. That's a completely new different skill set. So, you know, snorkeling is one, diving is second. So that's a new skill set what I'm trying to learn.
Renzo Tal, Senior Vice President Asia at Salesforce. Renzo, thank you for spending your time with us.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.